Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everybody. This is Victor Bluette with the Royal Bluettes, me and my family that are on tonight. We appreciate you listening. We appreciate you getting on. We appreciate you taking out time to listen tonight. First of all, I want to thank God, who is our life, health, and strength, who has given us a regional portion of our health. I want to thank Elder Oliver for the platform. Chaos Blog Talk Radio. May God continue to bless you, sir, and your lovely wife, Lady K. Tonight, I really don't know how this is going to go. We do have a family thread that we use and chat on every day, sometimes all day. And my family may bring up something about how I reacted to a part of that thread. Few days ago. Don't know, but it'll probably get interesting, but we'll see. So again, I want to thank God for this opportunity that he has given me and my family, the Royal Bluettes, to use to express ourselves. And I do want to say we're not a perfect family. We are a family, and that's what counts to normalizing our lives and being able to speak openly. Consider our issues and take care of them as a family. So I want to thank everybody again that's listening tonight. And if you are listening tonight, share this number that you have dialed on to with other folks that may need to know how a normal family conducts themselves, maybe even looking like they're not, because normal families sometimes are not conducting themselves in the right order, but we pull together. Just want to be truthful tonight, as we always try to be. Be open and not try to hurt each other purposely, but to get out information of how we cope with the things we go through. So, my middle daughter tonight gave a title. I want to read this scripture first. Let's see which one. So I'm going to read Romans 12 and 3. Romans 12 and 3 before I name the subject. And that's Romans 12 and 3. For I say, through the grace given unto me, to every man or woman that is among you, not to think of himself more highly than he ought to think, but to think soberly, according as God has dealt to every man or woman the measure of faith. Now I'll read that again, Romans 12 and 3. For I say, through the grace given unto me, to every man that is among you, or woman that is among you, not to think of himself or herself more highly than he ought to think or she ought to think, but to think soberly, according as God has dealt to every man or woman the measure of faith. So the subject given tonight is normalize changing your mind. Normalize changing your mind, meaning make it normal to do. And part two of that subject is respectful disagreeing. Respectful disagreeing. So the subject is normalize changing your mind, respectful disagreeing. If I can get somebody to pray us in, we'll get started.
Father God, in the name of Jesus, thank you again for another wonderful day. Thank you, God, for you always make a way. Thank you, God, for another chance, another opportunity to touch souls, minds, and lives, God. Please let whoever is listening right now, whoever joins in, let them hear everything that they need to hear. But not here for today, but for the rest of their lives. In Jesus' name we pray, amen.
Amen. That was my youngest daughter who just her 19th birthday. My young daughter. Again, happy birthday.
I'll give out my cash app at the end.
Say again?
I'll give out my cash app at the end.
Okay, y'all got to back around forward. All right. Thank you for that prayer, sweetie. Again, that's my youngest daughter. She's 19 years old now. And she's growing as well as the rest of the family. So, normalize changing your mind, respectful disagreeing. So I'm going to ask Vanessa, my daughter, to give us what she got for that. Nani?
I can't really hear you. Somebody has to mute.
Okay, before she gets started, can you read the question again? And I want to go up to 1 and 2.
Okay, so let's let Vanessa give her what
okay,
God gave her for this time.
Okay.
All right, so Audrey.
Yes.
Audrey, put your phone on mute.
Yes. I'm on mute.
All right, go ahead, Nani.
What is he asking?
Look, for those who are listening, I'm sorry for all the background noise. Can everybody mute their phone except for Nani? Check the grandkids to mute them. All right, go ahead, Nani. What did you get from that subject? Oh, that is Elder. Elder Oliver, can you mute your phone?
Hey, Bobby.
Oh, wow. All right, hold on, Nani.
Okay.
Okay, before she gives her, I can't talk over that noise. Okay. I'm gonna try to talk over the noise. It's coming from the station. My husband is getting ready to call the station. And
sure can hear us?
Yeah, we can hear you. Okay, go ahead, Vanessa.
Okay. Wait, what was that thing?
He wants you to go ahead and how did you come up with this the topic and what did you get out of it?
Honestly, I don't remember how I came up it. I know I wanted to talk about it on my show yesterday, but I didn't get to it. So I'm just like, maybe we can all talk about it together. But I don't remember where I got it from. But, yeah, it was normalized
okay,
changing
what
your
was
mind.
The two words? What was the two words at the top of your page that you wanted to talk about? And while you're getting that, I want to read this right quick. It's coming from the same, I think we read this before, but anyway, it's Romans 12, what my husband just read. He read 3, but I want to go all the way back to 1. I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that ye present your bodies a living sacrifice, wholly acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service, and to be conformed, and to be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove that is good and acceptable and perfect will of God. So, go ahead and how did you come up with this, Vanessa, with the topic?
I'm saying I don't know how I came up with it, but what I didn't really have nothing set to talk about on it. I just liked it, but I feel like what comes to mind for the first part where it says normalize changing your mind. I feel like how do I explain it? It's kind of, okay, like when you grow and when you learn as a person, it's okay to, yeah, change your mind on certain situations, certain situations that may have happened, certain outlooks, certain conversations, certain things, this everyday life. It's okay to become a new, like renew your mind, and it's okay to, like, that can be your answer for things is like, okay, well, why now, or why, I don't know, it's just like, I changed my mind. Like, it's okay for somebody to just change their mind on something, or even, like, you to you, it's okay to now not think a certain way anymore because of, you know, self-reflection, or maybe reading your Bible or conviction. Like, it's okay to change your mind. I just wrote it, just normalize changing your mind. I don't know. It's okay.
Well,
and not have the same outlook for your to be
right,
like your mind
you
is constant.
Right, and you shouldn't have the same mindset, and your mind should be changing as well as you should be changing. You know, from our background, we wasn't always right. We've always. We're still not right, but we try to live right. We try to, you know, do things according to God's word. And coming from where we came from, if we were still in the same mindset that we were in when we first got married, when we were in California, I don't think none of us would be here where we are now. Your mind, not even really being in Christ, just getting older. Christ helps a whole lot. It helps me a whole lot by being in Christ and Christ in me. But when you get older, it's a lot of things you I'm not going to tolerate. Okay, and if I'm living right and if I'm trying to do right, I want everybody around me to just try. So, change, there's nothing wrong with change. And they say that you can't teach an old dog new tricks. Oh, yes, you can. Yes, you can. You have to be willing to change, you know, and as we grow, as a family, you know, our needs change. Our needs change. We change. For an example, when we, me and your dad first got married, I wanted every wall in our house had to have something on it. You know, and once we start moving, you know, with the military, I mean, stuff on the walls really didn't matter because we had to take all that stuff down and paint the walls and plaster holes. And so every time we moved, you know, it was just like, we're not putting all this stuff on the walls anymore. I mean, it just, we change with the times and we change as we grow and go and do things. And even now, where we are now, we've been here, what, 22 years? We don't have any more kids.
23 years.
Less is more. I'm trying to, before when we got here, it was always me getting stuff, putting stuff, getting, you know, going thrifting, going, you know, getting everybody this, getting everybody that. Want, you know, just getting. Because I love thrifting. Auctions. Me and Vanessa were just talking about this the other day. Love auctions. Love, you know, bargains. Just getting bargains just to be getting it, just in case somebody. And every time I get it, months later, somebody need what I got. But they were like, why would you get that? You didn't even need it. Yeah, but somebody might. And somebody always did. But now the tables are turned. You know, I'm trying to get rid of stuff, you know, and less is best for me now. So change, there's nothing wrong with change. There's nothing wrong with change. If you're changing for the better, if you want better, this, even with your spirit, don't matter to me anymore. You know, trying to find out why people don't like me no more. You know, I've always grew up like that. I always try to find out. If somebody don't like me, I go to the person and ask them. I still do it to a certain extent, but I don't really. So it just depends on who it is. Now it depends on who it is. Back then, a few years ago, it didn't matter who it was. I would always ask them. Growing up until a couple of years ago, you know, I think this virus really should have a lot of us thinking. But I know it has me thinking. You know, why am I here? Why God didn't take me out? You know, why didn't I die with the millions of people that died? We have work to do. It's certain things I'm just not going back to. I'm just not going to do. You know, change is good. This virus really made me really think about what's really important. Okay, what's really important? Souls are to me right now. Souls are really important to me. The topic, where was it? Normalizing change, encouraging. I encourage change. I encourage it. Change, there's nothing wrong with change. We should always be, I mean, anyway, I'll let somebody else talk and I'll go back to what I, to the next part of it.
So normalize changing your mind. It's all it is growth from what I got out of the subject, Lonnie. It's just growth. Not to be stuck where you think something is right and somebody portray you or see you as being not right, but normalize changing your mind is growth. It's a growth period. And I know when I was a teenager, you know, I thought of many things. I did many things. But when I found myself to be growing and getting more mature, I start realizing that some things I just can't do no more, and I have to change. So normalization of changing myself, even to this day, of what could be better. Me and my wife had a great talk last week based on a family thread that my family disagreed on, and I was the only one with my back against the wall on it, but we had a great talk. I'm still yet have a sound mind to change my ways or change my mind or the way I'm thinking or the way, you know, I handle things or do things. So normalizing of the changing of your mind, it should be a growth period at whatever age you're at. So I learned a lot last week. Even though it humbled me, I'm still who I am, but I have a mindset to humble myself to how things come out. I'll put it that way. To how things come out. All I want is for things to be okay. All I want is for things to be normal. All I want is for all my kids to be happy and do the things they want to do in life, and my wife as well, myself even as well. And I may come across wrong, but my intentions is right, even though they may be blunt. Anybody else got anything?
Yes, I do, Asha. With growth, that word, I just bought a shirt. So what did it say? Grow where you have been planted. And I got that on my birthday. And the first one of the first text messages was from my sister, Vanessa. She said, "This year personal." And that was very personal for her to say. Like, grow where you've been planted. Wherever you're at right now, grow from the situation. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Amen. Grow where you've been planted.
Well, what was it? Do what?
She said she bought a shirt that says grow where you've been planted.
Oh, wow. That's strong. I like that. I like that. Any of our grandkids on? Got anything to say?
I guess not.
Okay. Is DJ and Jade on? All right. Let's hear from Nani. Come on, Nani. Go ahead and spill the beans. Okay. She's got to get back on. So, Elder Olive, you can add my daughter Vanessa and everybody else back on, my kids and grandkids. That would be perfect, sir. All right. Normalize changing your mind is the first part of the subject. The second part of the subject is respectful disagreeing, which a lot of, you know, people can't do. So I want to go to that part of it now. I think that's going to carry us through. Respectful disagreeing.
Hello?
Yeah.
Okay. This is Jada.
Okay. This is one of my granddaughters.
Okay. So when she said on growth and what I should say, I wanted to add on that because I feel like all of us, me, I look at it as, like, a garden to me. And, like, we all plant and we all grow. Sometimes it takes time, but we still all grow and get to where we need to get to if, like, we all on each other. And, like, yeah, you need to do what you got to do and stuff. So I just wanted to say, like, I appreciate everybody for helping me grow. I'm not done growing, but I appreciate it, and I'm coming – and I'm elevating, and yeah.
Okay.
All right. That's
well,
good. That's good.
That. You like the way I prune you?
I wanted to, when I thought of the topic, hold on, what is it? Normalize changing your mind. I thought of it more of like a outward projection, like other people accepting that you change your mind. Are you accepting that other people change their mind? That's how I thought of it. Like, don't feel being like accepting. I guess accepting somebody else's growth
even like getting out the mindset that you had of the perspective you had of them before their mind shifted. Like, get that out of your head. Accept that somebody else is able to change is the thought process I had when I wrote it. Is like, accept somebody else's change and give them the room to grow. I feel like it's harder to grow sometimes when a comfortable in a familiar environment because somebody already has a perspective of you. So it's like, give people that room to change their mind and give them that room to grow and not like, I don't know, like feel intimidated or maybe like now I got, you know what I mean? Sometimes people, like you can feel a sense of they're going to leave me now that they changed or maybe I'm now not enough for them anymore because they're changed. You know, like you make it more about you than about them. Like give them that room to blossom, to bloom and to, you know, reach that point because sometimes it's like you're a people pleaser. Sometimes you won't allow yourself to grow that far because of the people around you. They'll make you feel like you're doing too much now or now you're too much or now, oh, she thinks she all that. Like other people around you can make you feel like, dang, maybe I should, you know, kind of like calm down a little bit or you can, you know what I'm saying? So just don't be that person in somebody else's life. Give them that room to grow, change their mind and to blossom. You know, nothing's a competition. We all just here living, breathing, you know what I'm saying, in our own lane. So, yeah, that's where my mind went to with normalize changing your mind is giving somebody else that room to grow.
Amen. So, would you say, okay, with that being said, can we stunt other people's growth by our actions or the way we feel about them growing?
For sure. I guess I'm saying, like, sometimes, especially if they are a people pleaser, they cannot want to do too much or try, like, they can... Energy is real. So if you are intimidated by the next person, they can feel that. They can hear your slight comments that you didn't mean to say, and I hope she ain't catch. Yeah, people can feel certain things. So it's like they don't want to hurt you, or I don't want them to feel like I'm going to leave them, or I just wish they would grow with. Like, I just don't. Yes, we can stunt other people's growth. We can by projecting or just keeping in mind who they used to be. Like, allow them that room. So yeah, we can stunt other people's growth.
So a question I have. Do you feel that you have ever, do you feel that y'all have ever been hindered to change because of what somebody may think?
Let me let you in on the secret.
So this is a secret. I'm going to let you in on. The older you get, you don't care because you realize that you need to change for God only. And whatever you have been holding as far as people in your lives that are there specifically for a season or for a reason or forever, but you change because of God. And whoever drop off, they drop off because the person that drops off may be the person that was hindering you to do the right thing.
But mine didn't come from anybody hindering. It was more or less me dimming my light so other people can shine. That's where.
So you wouldn't call that a hindering?
Yeah, I would call it a hindrance. I mean, that's why I came to the realization, you know what? It doesn't matter anymore. I'm going to do what God called me to do regardless. I can't help it if I have a bright light. Okay, and a lot of my whole life, I have dimmed my light, and y'all know it, and pushed everybody, and let everybody else's light shine. My whole entire life, you guys are witnesses. I've always stood in the background. I still stay in the background. I prefer the background. But the things that I enjoy doing and the things that make me happy, I'm going to do them. Care if my light is shining. I'm not dimming my light anymore for other people's light to shine. I would dim my light I would, you know, don't do that, or just, you know, I can't explain. It's just the way God gave me, stop dimming your light. Let your light shine. Because people are going to be people. So, and it's not their fault. It's not the other person's fault. I'm not blaming anybody. I'm not even blaming myself for doing what I did. But I'm to the point now where, you know, I have a lot to do, a lot that I want to do. It's not that I have to do. It's some things that I want to do, like the baseball team or, you know, and the food bank. And just I just love giving back. But it's a lot of times I couldn't do that. You know, and I'm stepping out, and I'm just gonna just do it. I mean, hey, like I read the C Chief brother, the mercies of God that you present your bodies, deliver sacrifice, holy and acceptable. My reasonable service may not be your reasonable service. Okay, it says your reasonable service. Okay, so I have to stay in my lane, and don't worry about nobody else's and what they're doing in their lane. If they don't want to do whatever, then I can't, you know, I can't be. A lot of times we can hinder people, or we can, how can I put it, be a crutch or enabler. That's what I'm looking for, an enabler for other people to step out on faith. They're stepping on you and holding you. Not holding you. They're not trusting God. They trust you to do everything instead of trusting God to do what God called them to do. But I'm helping them.
And
you know,
I
want to
say something, Mom, too.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. So I can say that you can just be the best person you can be everywhere you can. Like, literally everywhere you go, like, just there's a lot of good gestures you can do out in the world, whatever. And it's go somebody watching. Somebody's watching everywhere. You know, just be a good person, a good role model. That's what I taught Destiny. She's been getting blue hearts on her daily checks every day, which means.
Mm-hmm.
A role model citizen. Mm-hmm. So, like, just be a role model so other people can have that effect, too. Make the world a better place.
Amen. Amen.
So what you were saying is actually the subject, normalize changing your mind. And as you mature, you start realizing, well, I need to get started doing what I need to do. And that also makes you happy and also gives you purpose. That when you gave away your purpose, when you gave away your happiness to do for others, the family, and even outside of the family, the things you used to do and still do to this day, but you have a different motivation of self-gratification, if that makes sense. And Ozzy, you are completely correct as far as setting the example for those who are watching you, that they can come along and not do as you do, but even do more. Because our responsibilities are to inspire others to do better than we have done. And your mom exhibits that every day. Even though her dream of her job or her business that she owns, she feels that she's the only one that can do it correct. But you guys are coming along working for her, doing it even better.
Yes.
So that's the inspiration that we ought to set, not intentionally, but we do it motivationally of what's inside of us to do it, if that makes sense. So, bravo, bravo. I want to go on to the second part of the subject that my middle daughter, Vanessa, brought up, who I call 90. Who we call 90, and it is respectful disagreeing. And I want to hear about that.
Well, somebody else go first because I have one good example.
Nani?
Go ahead, somebody else.
Vanessa.
Yeah, I mean, respectful disagreement. It's okay to disagree. It's okay to just, it's okay. That's what, my mind also goes to, like, social media. I know y'all are, like, in the, well, Daddy be on Facebook stuff, but, Mommy, you're not really on social media, but, like, I feel like everybody, I feel like we were not supposed to know so many opinions. Like, I was not supposed to be able to, like, get online and read so many opinions. Like, I don't know, I just feel like everybody's allowed, like, we are all raised differently. We all have different backgrounds, different mindsets, different, we're all different people. We're all our own person, and we're all going to have different, everybody has an opinion. So I feel like it's okay to agree, to disagree. Like, sometimes we may not be always on the same page. Sometimes things may not always, you know, but we don't have to get into disrespecting each other or now, you know, saying word you can't take words back. It doesn't have to go deeper than what it is when everybody has an opinion and everybody's allowed to have one. So, you know, if somebody doesn't agree with what you say, cool. That's how you feel. That's how I feel. You know, I don't think it should ever, of course, there's times where arguments may happen, but, you know, I don't think it should ever escalate to the point where it's like, now we're not hearing anything that each other is saying because we're just trying to get a point across. So, yeah, respectfully disagreeing. That's, yeah.
So say a person calls you where that situation happened, but at first you didn't really agree, and they call you and explain their side of the story or what they've been going through or whatever the circumstances is. Do you normally agree?
What do you mean? You saying that first? If at first I didn't agree.
So yeah, say you didn't agree, but you didn't put it out there on social media. You disagree with what they said, but you didn't put it out there to be known. But that person calls mm-hmm. you, or you calls them because their situation was on your mind that they so adamantly are about, or powerful about, but you disagree. But they call you, and they explain mm-hmm. their situation. Do you normally agree? Do you listen? Do you try to lift them up? Do you try to get them to? Do you try to persuade them to the positivity of what they were trying to do, or do you congratulate their negativity and the responses that they got?
I wouldn't even necessarily say negativity. We just have two different outlooks. But I do this all the time. Me and my best friend have this. We are night and day. So, like, 10 times out of 10, we disagree on a situation, but we never end in disrespect. But, like, she will call me with some, or it's times, the same example on social media, she'll say something, and I do not agree with what she's saying. I just let it go. That's her mindset. That's what she do. She'll call me, Nessa, and she'll start talking about it. I'm going to hear her out, and I'm going to listen. And then if you, that's my best friend, so I'm able, we have that atmosphere created already that we're able to healthily disagree. So I'm going to say how I feel. Or my opinion on the situation. So she's either, like, it's times when, you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm going to answer your question, I'm not going to necessarily say persuade, but I'm going to say how I feel strongly, especially if it's something negative that she's talking about. I'm going to come strong. I am, because I want you to change. Like, I'm not saying that my mindset is 100% true, because sometimes she can also let me see her mindset inside of how she feels and why she feels that way, so I can see a little bit of how she can make sense. You get what I'm saying? But I'm going to come to mindset because I'm a strong-minded person, and I'm not going to say I'm not a person that always thinks I'm right. No, but I use discernment and wisdom to navigate. So, you know, yeah, I come strong. I do.
Okay. All right. That's good. Ricky, what you got? My wife's.
Well, if my opinion is not based on facts, it's just my opinion. Everybody has an opinion. Everybody, it's just like buttholes. Everybody got one. So your opinion is your opinion. I'm not going to agree to disagree, nothing. I mean, that's just your opinion. And I'm going to be strong about my opinion. But if it's not based on facts, I mean, it is what it is. I mean, there's nothing to fall out about. That's your opinion. So if it's
not
something that we can prove,
disagree?
It's nothing to agree to disagree on. If it's your opinion, if that's your opinion, that's your opinion. It's not about
okay.
a fact.
What you basically saying is you agree to disagree, correct?
No, you're going to have your opinion, and I'm not going to persuade you that's your opinion, and I'm going to have my opinion, and they still may be two different opinions. And I'm not going to agree.
There's no disagreement in it. Like, it's not a I disagree with what you're saying, you disagree with what I'm saying. I just have my opinion, and you have yours. It's not like the extra step to say, but I disagree with what you're saying. It's like, oh, okay. It's just neutral.
Right, because it's not based on facts. Opinion is not based on facts. It's just our opinions. Everybody have one.
Basically, it's just
everybody
a conversation.
Has one. That's all it is. It's just a conversation that we have it.
Okay.
That's just like I'm saying. I'm gonna tell you the Rams is gonna win the Super Bowl. You are gonna say no? The Raiders gonna win the Super Bowl. At this point, that's just our opinions. There's nothing to go back and forth about. Even if we have all the stats and whatever you call them, even if we have all the evidence that we only won the Super Bowl one time and y'all won it 20 times, that don't mean that we're not going to win. It's just our opinion. Now, when the Super Bowl gets here.
Sounds like to agree to disagree.
Well, you can say whatever.
Okay, agree to have separate opinions.
Opinion.
So I guess you're agreeing that you both have separate opinions. So, yeah, I guess you're disagreeing. If you're saying no to theirs, I guess it's a disagreement.
If you're saying no, then that's disagreeing. If you agree to disagree, then everything is good. Yeah, that's your opinion. That's my opinion. So I want to bring up something real quick. For what happened in our family chat. So my middle daughter, Vanessa, and my oldest son, Tuffy, Victor Jr., went on vacation together. Well, not together. They went to the same country. And when they previously went on vacation at the same time, I told them not to because it put a burden on my wife with all the clients.
Oh, Lord. You're gonna go here.
And then... My son was kind of, I felt, this is me, I felt he was bugging my wife about checking on school for his daughter, right? And he kept asking and kept asking on the family thread, so I got a little upset because my wife is doing all this work now because both of my kids are on vacation. And I felt that he didn't handle his business before he left, right? So he stated when I said on the thread, you should have handled your business before you left, he texts back in the group thread in front of everybody that, Dad, you could have talked to me. You could have said this to me, man, you know, man to man, one-on-one, because I'm grown, because we grown men. So that kind of upset me how I reacted in the thread, because he put it out in the open on the thread. I figured I should answer to the thread in front of everybody. He put it out in the open, I'm going to answer you in the open. But come to find out, my wife told me afterwards, that he did handle his business, and I sent him a personal text that I forgive him, you know, for saying what I said. But he's still to this day not responding to me because he has a temper that he can't agree to disagree. So I want to bring that out right now. If anybody got any comments?
Yes. Okay. One.
Okay. Wait.
It's not about the. Okay, you want to go, Ma?
No, go ahead. Go ahead, Monica. Go ahead.
Okay, one. I want to see, right, one, did you word that wrong when you said you texted him and said, I forgive you? Or did you really say, I apologize?
I think I may have said I apologize because I see that you did have
any of this. Go to your thread and read.
Go. Let's
stay right here right quick and not jump to another area another time.
That's not jumping because that's essential.
That makes a big difference. If you saying he apologized, I mean, you should have been the one to saying you sorry.
Huh?
You texted him and said, I forgive you. But I'm trying to see if you maybe just worded it wrong when you just said it, or did you actually say, I apologize?
No,
because you should have been the one to say,
I got you. So what I said to him was that I apologize. Your mom told me that you did handle your business prior to leaving, but the school messed up and not putting your daughter straight. I told that to him.
Okay, that makes a difference. You didn't say that at first, sweetie. You did not say that. We was getting ready to jump all.
I know I did. I didn't know y'all wanted the strict details of it, but yeah, communicate with my
son. Details. Yes.
I communicated with my son that his mom, my wife, told me the details after she found out what happened with Jada, his daughter, that who messed up, not my son. So he did handle his business before he left, and I apologize to him for how I reacted.
Amen.
Okay.
Okay.
So,
no, that's
okay.
Growth. Whoa,
so
whoa, wait,
okay.
That's uh-huh. Growth. That's growth.
Yes, let's clap it up, because Daddy, you apologize?
Yes.
You grown up.
Look at Big Daddy.
Okay, he's growing up.
But on the back, the reason why I reacted to the family chat.
No, we don't need to know that.
No, we need to know that. We need to know that. So while the reason why I actually reacted and not seeing you going through everything you going through with all the clients, because both my kids on vacation, which I told them not to, I was looking out for my wife and what she was going through. That was my motivation for reacting to the text. I don't want no pressure put on my wife to do what she got to do when I already explained y'all both can't go on vacation together, and we saw what happened when they did. I was reacting
that
to my wife's feelings and how
okay.
she felt.
Okay.
But see, the thing is, we gotta agree to disagree on this one, because I was thinking about my wife. Not particularly
but you're
that
missing
he didn't
the point again.
Business, I thought he didn't. Not particularly that he didn't handle his business, which I thought he didn't, but I found out now that he did. The point was.
But that's the point. Okay. You said your piece. I want to say our perspective on it is the point. Good evening, y'all. Hey.
Vanessa, before you speak right quick. King, this was the second time you disrespected him in front of the family. That was the point. The disrespect. And the only thing he was saying was, both of y'all are two grown men. That shouldn't have been handled the way it was handled. That's all he was saying. This was the second time you've done that in front of the family. You're missing the point about vacationing together and all of that. That wasn't the point. The point was the disrespect. This was the second time you've done it in front of the family.
Okay, so he did that openly in the thread, right?
Oh,
trying to
Lord.
Correct me, his own father.
But you, listen, no,
so,
the point
no,
is you already, Daddy,
hold on.
No, because,
hold on.
Okay.
Nani, wait a minute. So he disrespected me in front of the whole family on the family thread.
He didn't disrespect
so should I have you. So should I have talked to him behind y'all back? Or should I have openly said something? Should I have openly said something in the family thread which he opened the door to?
No, he never. Okay, let's
it wasn't
he
a
never
disrespect.
He didn't disrespect
okay, so
you. All he said was, I've already, listen, I'm answering your question.
What he said was, I've asked you not to come at me in front of family already. Like, I told you not to do that. And y'all could have resolved it. If you would have came to him, you would have known already that he did handle his business before he left. It was on the school's end and didn't handle theirs. If you would have came to him one-on-one and said, hey, why didn't you handle this before you left? He could explain to you one-on-one, okay, you know, I did my part. I'm waiting on the school's end. But because you already came with disrespect first by trying to come at him in front of family man-to-man, why do you expect the like, respect return when y'all are two grown men?
So on the open platform, I answered him on the open platform. So when I came at him like that, oh, all right, this is good right here. So when I came at him like that, if he'd have texted me on the side, hey, Dad, I did take care of it. You know, I'm just waiting on the school to do their part. That'd
oh,
have been
you
fine,
already came
said,
at him.
No,
listen.
Listen. He did it openly. I have to say something openly.
He didn't do anything openly.
And then when my older son said, we are grown men, that really infuriated me. But the
yes, because
was,
you're saying, because you're said, saying, listen, it made you mad. Listen, it upset you because your thought process is, well, grown men handle their business. He did. That's the point. If he did handle his business, he's asking mom, okay, I handle my end. Why doesn't my daughter have classes? He's stressing because I know I did my part. Why doesn't my daughter have classes? I'm in another country. I can't make calls. I have no contact with people. I can't do this. So, yes, my mom, can you figure out why they didn't do their part? Because I handle my part. So, yes, he's bugging her.
On the thread, did I know that?
That's the point
Nobody.
That we're telling you is why
no,
didn't you ask
no.
questions?
Listen. Let me tell y'all something. And everybody that's listening. As a grown man and a mature man at 61 years old, I'm not going to ask you a whole lot of questions. I'm going to base
Ooh,
my comments
y'all,
on
y'all, everybody
say.
Listening. Please don't take
listen.
That in. Don't take that in, y'all.
No. I'm going to round it off, Nani. I'm going to round it off and sum it up. As a grown man that's mature, they've been handling my business since the day I married my wife.
Normalize changing your mind.
Ani, can I please finish?
No, let him talk.
Go ahead.
So normalize and change your mind. And the second part of the subject was respect disagreeing. All right. So when he was on the chat saying all that he was saying about what he wanted my wife to do, and I know that she out there with all the kids, all the clients, all her clients, and that she can only do so much, right? It was hard for her to break off and go to that school or call that school or whatever and see what was going on with Jada and her schooling. I understand that part. At the time of the text, understand what I'm trying to say. At the time of the text, nobody knew, especially me, that he had went and handled his business. Nobody knew. That's why I said you should have handled your business before you left, if y'all can understand
yes,
what I'm
saying.
Yes,
we did know. We all knew. You just didn't ask no questions. You just came at him in a chat.
Okay.
We all knew.
So what y'all should have did on the family text was said, Daddy, he did
See?
Handle his business. Nobody
no,
said
Daddy,
that.
You have to take accountability in this.
No. I'm going to take accountability when it comes to me. But nobody on the text said he did handle his business, not even
if
him.
If you would have did what you were supposed to do first on your end, this wouldn't have happened. It's come to him private like he asked you.
No, because when you do something openly, we need to address it openly. That's me.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, so you gave an empty apology.
Anybody that's listening, if you put something out there openly, it needs to be addressed openly. And then you can take it behind the scenes and get it straight. But if it's openly,
why are you not grasping that there was nothing to address openly is the point. There was nothing to address openly, so you need to be apologizing for even doing it in the first place.
Vanessa, my middle daughter, my youngest daughter, Audrey, and my wife is against how I react. One day they will
you,
see.
You are against how you reacted too, because you apologized. So you against yourself and how you reacted too. You apologized.
So Nani, why did I apologize to him?
That's what I'm trying to figure out. Why did you apologize?
Because your mother told me that he did handle his business and the school messed it up. That's why I apologize, because I didn't know that at first. So I'm still a grown man that would apologize. I don't have a problem with that, even to my son or anybody else. If I know the information, I'm good, and I'll apologize if I was wrong.
So you don't understand?
I didn't know that.
Nobody
on the thread said that Tuffy did that. Nobody said that. Y'all just went in on me.
It was too late. It was too late.
No, it wasn't.
You said the first comment.
If you'd have said,
if you'd have said, Daddy,
Tuffy did handle this business, the school messed up, I'd have been good, and I'd apologize.
You, Daddy, listen. Okay, listen, Daddy, please listen. Clear your mind. Please clear your mind right now and listen. If you would have taken the first step, period, to say, Tuffy, to him personally, everything you said, I already told you, I don't fault you for saying nothing that you said to him. Say all of that, cool, but all he said was not in front of people. Cool, listen. Like, just say that you respected his wishes to say, man to man, don't come at me in front of family. That was his wish, and let's say you granted it. You would have already heard from his mouth that he handled his business. So I feel like all of this wouldn't have even happened. Because I feel like he was validated to keep asking mom over and over and over. He was validated for that, to keep asking mommy over and over and over, can you handle this? And that's the thing. He wasn't asking her over and over. They were having a conversation. He said, are you able to go down to the school? She said, no, because I got all this stuff I got to do. You know, y'all out of town. I got a lot of stuff to do. Cool. Once he was like, okay, well, he put question marks because she didn't answer. Then she said that. Cool. Then he said, okay, well, are you able to call? That's when you went off. She didn't even answer yet. She said, okay, I can't go down there. Can you call, though? She never even said, no, she said, I'll try to get around to it. Cool. He said, have you called yet? That's when you just went off. She said she can call. She said yes to calling,
okay,
and you just went off.
So at that point, I'm thinking about my wife. I'm not thinking about y'all no more. I'm thinking about my wife.
Right,
right,
and that she's stressed, and that we left her. Right, we left her. We went on vacation, and now she's stressed. That's what you're thinking.
But
you didn't even ask her
what
she's stressed.
Nani, I got you, sweetie. I got you. Let me say something, though. I'm thinking about my wife now, when she couldn't just immediately do it because she's busy. It's a persistence on, can you check this? Can you do this? Can you do that? That's why I got pissed, because it's my wife that's busy with all the clients because of both of y'all on vacation, which I told y'all not to do that ever again at the same time. And y'all did it anyway. So this is the repercussion of what I told y'all not to do, and you did it anyway, right?
Okay, but you're not there to, like, we figured it all out, though. Like, we ended up figuring it out to where we could travel
That's
at
fine.
The same time. That's
fine.
What I'm saying. You need to ask questions, but you're just saying at your age you're not going to ask a whole bunch of questions. Like, that don't even make sense. So you're just going to be going off on anybody without asking questions?
No, I'm not going off on On the family thread, I'm seeing, you know, all this stuff. I don't react as much as y'all, but I see it come through. Every time my phone dings, I see the comments, you know, of what's going on with my family. And I just got highly pissed thinking about my wife. My wife comes before all of y'all. Before all of y'all. If y'all was in my house tonight, all of my kids, all my five kids and all my grandkids, and the house caught on fire, I'm getting my wife out safety first. I'm just telling you. She comes first. Until you get to that state of mind and that situation, you'll never understand why I commented on that thread then. So that makes sense now, because y'all have never had that where I'm at in my life. My wife comes first.
Daddy,
right?
She got that same respect for you, and she's still disagreeing with you because you're wrong.
Oh, you know what? So here's another situation that happened. When y'all call me and ask for money, I instantly give it to you. Am I correct? Am I correct?
Yes.
Okay. So my youngest daughter called me for $200 to help with her rent. I instantly gave it to her. And because me and your mom has an open platform, when she came home, I said, you know, Aja $200. For what? She instantly called Aja, went off on Aja about her husband.
Okay, but me and you talked about it first.
We did. But you went off on her about asking your husband. You didn't say her daddy or her father. You said your husband.
Okay, so
listen, I get that 100%.
But we talked about it first, sweetie.
This is going to make sense about her husband.
I got the facts.
You know what? All y'all completely right.
Daddy, stop
and
doing
wrong.
That. I want you to, you always do that.
Okay,
I want
so
you to really understand.
I understand this, sweetie, but do you understand that I'm going to protect my wife? Do you understand that?
Yes,
do you understand
that
your mom is going to protect
I get that you're going to protect your wife. You're going to ride for your wife. So that means you just throw your kid under the bus and run them over? No!
But do you understand how I'm going to protect my wife and how she protected me when I gave her the $200?
Yes,
I'm gullible. But did that situation end
with now Asha leaving the group chat? She mad, she sad, she not talking to nobody? No, because it was logical. I did just, you know, it was logical. This situation was not logical. It wasn't.
Nope.
And
I take that back. It was logical. But you
were
wrong.
It was put out there openly. It had to be dealt with openly. So anything that's going on with me, my wife has my back. Anything going on with her, I have her back, right? And when I heard the conversation, her talking to Aja, she didn't say your daddy. She said my husband.
But, man, you communicated before
thinking,
I called
she
her.
She was
sweetie.
Thinking of me. She was thinking of me being taken advantage of because I didn't know the story. Because anytime y'all call me and want some money, I instantly send it. Either by app, Cash App or Zelle. I send it instantly. Sometimes I tell my wife about it and sometimes I don't. And it's a lot of times I've sent y'all money she don't even know nothing about. And if I told her every time I sent y'all money, she would probably go off. Because she knows the situations behind y'all asking money and I don't. I don't know the full story. Just like I didn't know the full story of Tuffy taking care of his business prior to him on the chat talking about my wife taking care of him. Do that make sense? Y'all don't tell
yes,
me nothing.
That makes a lot of sense. All I'm saying is, I think this would have all been a whole nother situation if Tuffy didn't ask you prior to this, hey, if there's ever a problem, can you come to me privately, man-to-man, and not in front of the chat? That is the only thing that makes a difference here.
If he would have did that on the sidebar, that's been fine. But he did it openly. And as a grown man that she is, I had to answer it openly.
All right, you're going to have to agree to disagree, and that's the point, respectful disagreement.
Whatever.
Well, I have facts, and I'm not agreeing with that.
you what?
The facts are there was no communication, and I'm
with
not
who?
Agreeing. You didn't ask questions.
What do you mean I didn't ask questions?
Okay, but never mind. 804.
I'm only answering to what the thread's saying. So what should
okay.
I have said? Tuffy, did you handle your business before you left?
No, like I said, you should have took that whole paragraph you had typed up in that group chat and sent it to him personally.
No, see, the thing, Nani, here's the thing that we all just talked about. When you do something openly, expect an answer openly. Remember that the rest of your life.
So
right?
Why didn't you apologize
Remember
openly?
The rest of your life.
Oh,
why didn't you
the good point. Why you didn't apologize openly?
Because I found out secretly that he did.
Bye, Daddy. I'm not about to play with you. Y'all are taking my birthday tonight. I'm not about to play with you.
So your mom your mom, if she'd have put it on the group chat that he did, then I would apologize openly. But she told me personally.
Okay, Father God,
so
in the name of Jesus, Lord, I
personally
thank you for this
platform. And I apologize. So you got to – see, there's a nomolytic, if that's a word, a nomolytic way of life. Matter of fact, let's go back to the subject. Normalize changing your mind. There's a nomolytic way of handling things. If you do it openly, handle it openly. If you do it privately, handle it privately. See? That's me. I've always been that way. You know, so if me and your mama grew up in this age that if we act up in school openly, our parents came down there and whooped us openly in the school. Am I right, Ricky?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so if something was done privately, our parents would take care of it privately. Wherever you show out, whether it's Walmart or whatever, you're going to get handled right there on the spot.
That's
openly.
The point that he's making. Is he a grown man? Who are you to be handling him?
No, well, you know what? I'm going to say this, and we're going to get ready to conclude. That's my son, and I'm going to handle him any way I see fit. That's what I'm going to do. That's my son.
Mm-mm. Well, we're going to agree to disagree. That's a grown
if
man. We got to close out.
No, we good. So, Nani, if you do something openly, I'm going to handle you openly. But most of our business between me and you is done separately.
Daddy, it gets to a point where now I'm a woman and I handle my business. No. You're not finna be
anyway.
even me and mommy's relationship, there's times I've definitely had to tell her, like, mommy, I'm like, you can't talk to me like that. I remember when I literally moved out. When I was at 18, I moved to Tennessee, and I came home. I had to tell mom, like, mom, I'm older now. You cannot talk to me like that. Like, it's once your kids get – it's crazy how some, like, the previous episodes before this, my children is adults now, and they handle theirs and this and that. But we – you know what I'm saying? Now it's, I'm going to handle you how I want you. You my child. Which one is it? Come on.
But let's – okay, I'm gonna say this, and we can just squash it. As long as y'all under my roof, y'all do what I say do.
Thank you.
Okay, but while you said thank you, all of me, we empty nesters.
Yeah, we are.
So we have to treat our kids like they're grown adults. They no longer live with us anymore. I understand that, but
we're still teaching our kids, even though they're
right.
grown, to the
right.
day we
and
die.
And we have to respectfully, what's the other part of the topic? We have to do it respectfully.
But you got to handle situations as they are. You can't bend a situation that's presented to you. If there's something presented to you in front of the whole family, you got to handle it in front of the whole family.
But then, I'm gonna say
you make a statement that I'm grown, let me let you be grown then.
No.
Right?
This is where we parent different. All of my kids, all of them have different personalities. That young man
has never asked us for anything.
Wait, hold on. That young man has never asked us for anything. We've never had to buy him nothing. We've never had to really do anything for this young man. Never. So each child we have to handle differently. If you know this one is a little, you know, his temperament is not there, you have to handle him very delicately, he's fragile when it comes to handling him like that. You know that. So my thing is, the way that you came at him, that was more, you should come at maybe Jasmine or, you know, one of the ones that, you know, can handle talking to them like that. You know, he's not, that's not going to sit with him well.
You know that. The way I talk to Asha, she's delicate. I talk to Vanessa, I could go in on her. Asha, I can't do that. So we have to be mindful of the kid, which kid we're talking to. We can't talk to them like all of them the same.
I got that. I promise you I got that, because I handled them differently growing up. So the thing is, though, at the age that he's in, what is Tuffy now, 28, 29,
he's
31. 30?
He's 31.
Okay, so now he'll never forget how I raised him. He'll never forget that. Just like you said, Tink, he'll never forget how we raised him. He'll never forget that he never asked for nothing. He'll never forget that we still provided for him even when he didn't ask. He'll never forget that. But at this age, when you make certain statements, you got to get corrected. And you got to be able to accept correction to be better. So you got to normalize your way of thinking. You can't just be one way growing up and stay that way. You got to normalize your way of thinking. You got to normalize your mind. You have to learn. And we should never be at an age and point of life that we're where we're going to be, and that's it. So he's evolving at this moment. And I can see him evolving at this moment, changing, doing better. But when you make a mistake against your daddy and say a certain thing, it's going to trigger something in your daddy, whoever the daddy is that's listening. It's going to trigger something in your daddy. Okay, you grown? Okay, you need to handle your grown responsibilities there. If you're going to make that statement against another man that another man can't take,
okay.
If he thinks that another man made a mistake and you make that statement. See, y'all as females don't understand that. That's why y'all
but
so
imagine,
more
listen,
Tuffy.
Listen.
That's why y'all
but
so
imagine,
much with Tuffy than you are with me and how I made a blunt statement.
No, but imagine you really did in real life time handle your business and another man just came at you about your business and you don't handle it, but
okay,
you really did. Like, imagine that.
But Nani, can you honestly answer this? In the chat, did anybody say he handled his business before he left? Yes.
Okay, we already went over that. We already
no,
right.
No,
we got
it. Ricky, we got to 8:30.
We'll pick it up next week.
I never told y'all that. We got to 8:30. So, Nani, honestly answer me, yes or no. In the chat, did anybody say, including my son, that he handled his business before he left?
No.
Okay.
He didn't say
so
he handled it, but he knew that he went down there. He said he went down.
No.
Listen,
did anybody in the chat say that he handled his business? It's a yes or no. The answer is
no.
No. Until you told me later that he did, and I apologize. When another grown man say he going to handle his business, you know, come on now. Y'all don't understand. Y'all really don't. Y'all so passionate and loving that you don't understand that a man is not like that. We're not passionate and loving. We handle business. And when you tell another grown man that you handled your business or you show that you didn't handle your business, another grown man going to tell you something about it. And I didn't know what to ask for.
All right. Okay.
Y'all just saying all right for me to stop talking. That's all right. I got y'all.
Cuz we just got to agree to disagree. I can keep going. Trust me, I can keep going. We got to agree to disagree. Like, it's
We got 15 more minutes for you to disagree.
We can agree to disagree.
Sweetheart, I'm not going
no
back
point.
And forth with you. You checked the grown man twice. That's the second time you did it, and he was upset. And it is what it is.
Yeah, he's going to be upset when you make statements like that about I'm a grown man. Can you you could have came to me, you know, privately. No?
Okay, so do we want to bring up what you said right after that? Imagine your daddy said this to you when you really did handle your business, though.
Yep, so I said in the text that.
I want to read it.
All right, since you're a grown man, you know, you got 2 days to find you a cell phone.
No, I'm going to say what you said. I'm going to read it. I want to read it.
All right.
It says, never thought I would ever say this to you. I'm out and consider it done. I've raised you to be a man, stepping away, hoping you have all you need to succeed. And that's when he left the chat. Because imagine you really handled your business and then your daddy just cut you loose like that. Like, it was that quick, you just going to cut me loose off of a misunderstanding?
Okay, so somebody should have said he handled his business, and I'd apologize in the same
You said that right after the chat. Well,
okay.
You said all that.
Right.
You put that on there.
On my cell phone bill, I got my two daughters, and I got my oldest son, because he wanted to be on our accommodations, whatever. So I'm carrying him. So I asked him to send me his money every month before I pay the bill. Sometimes he do, sometimes he don't, and I still pay the bill. So when you make a statement that you're a grown man, you got 2 days to find you a cell phone company because you're a grown man. So when you make that statement to a grown man, handle all your business,
but
not just
but
a portion.
It is his business. Anything, you need to knock it off.
No.
Wait,
so,
for real, now
no.
We're bringing the extra stuff, though. Now this is all, none of this is even necessary. Like, all of this extra stuff is not necessary.
Okay, you need to. Okay, my thing is, you're going to give somebody 2 days to get a carrier. You being
petty. I'm
giving
you 2 days to get a grown man. I'm giving you
2 days.
Petty. I ain't going to give you a beat.
You being petty.
Look, I'm just telling you, see, statements that are said to other men that they're being stated to, they listen. Right?
But you're
y'all
still being petty.
Understand
petty.
But understand this. He's 31 years
look,
old.
That's the kid. Look, if he want to be petty, he could come get my your rims out of my garage.
Right.
Or I'm a seller.
Well, I pay rent to that house, so I can put my stuff where I want to
no,
now.
No, you don't.
I added $200
last month. No, for real. Let's pray out, because now we're doing too much. You don't pay no rent over here. Let's just pray out.
All right, let me read this.
You only never paid now one red penny over there.
Nani, this scripture I'm finna read is for you. Okay?
No, wait. No, he's going to beat us over the head with scriptures now. Boy, bye.
No.
That's a typical preacher.
Well, look,
boy,
bye. Let me read this scripture. This is actually from my oldest son, because he's angry right now, and he has the same anger that my wife had.
He's not angry. It's a difference There's a difference between being angry and just being done and leaving a situation alone. Because you need your peace. Because you want your peace, you leave a situation alone.
Can I read
right. And that's what we do. It's not that we're angry. We just don't. I ain't got to put up with you.
Let me read the scripture. So Satan, be quiet. Christian, Satan don't like the scripture to be read. I'm just kidding, y'all. So Ephesians 4, chapter 26. Be ye angry and sin not. Let not the sun go down upon your wrath. There's a lot of people that once they get angry, they'll hold it. And this is for everybody listening. They'll hold it. They'll go to sleep on it. They'll wake up the next day on it and still angry. But what we don't want is to die in our anger and be placed in a situation where we're separated from God the rest of our life in hell. So what we need to do is forgive each other on the day, on the time that certain things happen, and agree to disagree if we have to, or agree with each other to keep on walking in life. Me and my family, we had a great conversation tonight. We had openness about what happened last week in our family chat. We are open as far as to talk to each other and how we feel, and it makes a huge difference than somebody that's angry or not informational, if that's a word, or don't have all the information and hold anger. So we have to be careful in how we conduct ourselves and carry ourselves every day, even though we think we are right and somebody thinks we're wrong. But we need to get with that person and either apologize, conversation, to actively agree to disagree and still love one another. So, Father God, in the name of Jesus, I want to thank you for tonight. I want to thank you for this conversation. I learned something. I put something out there that wasn't taken. So, Father God, inspire their minds to think about my way of doing things. I'm just kidding. But, Father God, thank you for this situation. Thank you for our conversation. thank you for our fellowship as far as a family. Thank you for those who are listening. That may have gotten something out of this, that to be open with one another, be open with your family, and talk about things, create you even a thread, a family thread. I pray that you communicate all day, every day, like we do, just to get things out there, handle business, handle social, handle whatever you need to do. But, Father God, I ask that you put that platform out there in their hearts, that they can open up to one another as a family. And to resolve things and disperse information that will help one another. Father God, I thank you for Chaos Blog Talk Radio. I thank you for Elder Oliver and his wife, Lady K, for this platform. I thank you for blessing them to even have this platform, and that they may have even more platforms for people to express themselves and talk about you, Father God. So in the name of Jesus, I want to say thank you and amen.
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 Good night, team.
Good night, Royal Blues. Thank you.
Thank you. Yes, don't bring the home. I'm going to get so scared. Give me down.